What do we know about the availability of surgery and experienced surgeons across this country to deal with this problem? Who's operating on these people? How much experience do you need? How much variation do you see in outcome based on experience?
I think there's a very wide range of outcome. And in general, it's my opinion, these patients, general surgeons and colorectal surgeons, usually don't have the expertise required. You need formal liver surgery training that comes from either a liver transplant fellowship, a focused hepatobiliary fellowship, or a surgical oncology fellowship that has a lot of expertise in hepatic resection surgery. And so these patients in general are referred to centers. There's probably 20 or 30 major centers in the United States that will perform that. At the University of Pittsburgh, we'll perform over 300 hepatic major liver resection operations per year. And the outcomes, I think high-volume centers with expertise have better outcomes, meaning that we probably should expect mortality in less than 2%, 1 to 2% risk, and those are usually only extreme cases where you're removing three-quarters of a liver and the marginal liver, but morbidity is probably less than morbidity. Typically might be a post-operative infection or a wound complication or bile leakage from the cut edge of the liver. Morbidity is less than 5%, mortality less than 1% in major hepatobiliary centers.